Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I love that. Solstice. Winter solstice.
It's almost the winter solstice. The shortest day of the year.
I guess when they listen to this, it'll be the solstice.
Mm-hmm.
Happy winter solstice. Longest night of the whole year. Get ready. Get warm. Cozy up by the fire with some Vita and a Diet Coke, maybe. Leave some. We always leave Diet Coke out for Santa Claus.
Santa loves his Diet Coke.
He needs
and
that
honey
caffeine.
Sticks.
We leave honey sticks and Diet Coke out for SC.
That's what we call him, SC.
In our house, we have a cybersecurity team for Santa Claus. Do Mormons have like a Mormon Santa?
I think they just have Reggie old Santa.
Mm-hmm.
I recently dined with an ex-Mormon.
Really?
And was trying to get some like tea.
Tabernacle tea?
I was getting some tabernacle tea.
What'd you hear?
She was talking about like garments. Like her parents wore garments. Her brother wears garments.
Under all their clothes?
Under everything.
It's hot.
I know. I couldn't be mean.
I still think about our tour.
Yeah, it made such a huge impression on both of us.
I mean, you were nearly swept into the current.
I'm a little bit Mormon adjacent. I've done an ancestry.com. I've toured their little library and I've taken in the tabernacle.
I just loved our guides. They were so sweet.
I love the guides. I love how nice everyone is. And like, I am genuinely fascinated by the religion because it was truly like a
sci-fi.
It's born out of just like fiction.
It's born out of
like she was telling me Joseph Smith, basically the lore is that he had a dream where an angel came to him and was like, honey,
a naked angel.
These plates, you've got to go find these plates, honey. In the wood. Honey, go
find
to the plate.
Them, honey.
And then he went out to the woods and like dug up some gold plates, but like no one ever saw them. And every time someone was like, shh, can I see the plates? He'd be like, the angel said, like, I can't show you. Or like, I had to bury them again. Like, I can't find them right now. So like, everyone just fell for this.
No, I mean, I've heard like a full like 4-part pod about the history of the Mormon church. He was like a full magic with a K.
He was like Mother God. He was selling crystals.
No, yeah.
And got in trouble for trying to sell rocks to people that would like help their like lives. And he got like jailed for that. He got criminally prosecuted over and over for that.
I believe what I remember is that his family and him were all like magicians, basically. They were like almanac people, and they worshiped the almanac, and they were tricksters. They were pastoral tricksters, help, you know, conning farmers and like doing things to help their crop and their like harp, you know what I mean? And they were just like full on snake oil magicians. Like, ooh, you know what I mean? And then he just went on this whole tip and people fell for it. And he was like, shit.
It exploded. If at first you don't succeed, start a religion.
And he was like, look, I'm in fucking upstate New York.
There's no offense. Shit going on.
There's not a lot going on here. No offense to everyone in upstate New York. Love and light to you, but like
they know.
I'd want to get out too. He's like, I want to get out of.
He's like, I really want to move, but I don't want to pay for it. I'm going to start a religion and then get everyone to like pioneer it up and fund my move.
Yeah.
And they also were persecuted because they, like, everyone's like, oh, they were so persecuted, like, for their religion, they had to move to Utah. And they were being persecuted for their religion because they were, like, practicing polygamy and marrying, like, 12-year-olds.
Yeah, there was a lot. And they were also, like...
They're like, God, everyone is such a hater. Like, I just want to marry this child.
Well, they sort of, the OG, like, poligs sort of wove that into their victim tapestry and used that to be martyrs. And... To be fair, there were instances where, like, the United States government was basically, like, declared war on Mormons, and they, like, would routinely massacre Mormon settlements. So, like, the government was going full Waco, like, shooting Molotov cocktails. You know what I mean? Like, they were fucking tobacco and firearms, like, going in on the Mormons, but they were also bad, too, and they were massacring and Native American people and like indigenous people. And
you really can't like find another way other than a massacre. There's like the bottom line is there a lot of other ways in to gain power without a massacre.
I also just think we need to move away from like cults marrying children.
I too would love that.
Would love that.
I don't know if that's going to happen, but they're would like, love it if it did.
They're like, I just wanted to get out of Cobleskill, New York and marry a 12-year-old girl that my wife approved
just want
of.
Like 15 child brides. What's the problem?
Was Joseph... And Joseph... Okay.
Well, we don't need to get into it further because we do have other things to discuss.
We also don't know that much about it.
I don't know. I literally just talked to someone at dinner once.
Hey.
And then I felt the need to repeat, but I was like, how synchronistic that an ex-Mormon diva is here at this dinner with me. A true bad Mormon.
Diva
a BM.
Up.
Mm-hmm. But there's a lot going on.
We're back in person after a week.
Back in the stew once again.
I was quarantined for a week. Feeling better, feeling renewed. Slightly just not contagious, but just coming off the tail end.
Mm-hmm. What are Grindr's... Grindr unwraps 2023's queer sex and relationship trends.
So I think they basically did like a...
Spotify rap sex.
For like gay butt sex. Hold, please.
South Korea and Japan are home to the highest percentage of bottoms. I would not have thought that.
From Mother of the Year to Korea's most hung bottoms. Beyonce's been coined Mother of the Year with Taylor Swift taking second place, which I feel like is okay with me.
Wait, I thought that this was going to be like
I think it's cultural and sex.
Trinidad and Tobago and Kenya, top central.
Wow.
We need to tell all these bottoms that they need to get their asses to Africa and get topped.
Gay gasp of the year. Oh my God. Yeah. South Korea and Japan are home to the highest percentage of bottoms. And U.S. remains in the lead with the highest yes please responses to not safe for work photos, which is on your profile, it says yes or no.
Hmm.
So U.S. is the sluttiest country on earth, I guess?
Just horny for pictures, but not the bottom-centric place.
Yeah.
Well, I thought there would be more there, but really they just told us things that we already knew.
Okay, I have the full list.
Okay.
Bottoms up. Japan, Denmark, Vietnam, and Finland. Biggest bottoms. Or most bottoms per capita.
Okay.
Tops. Trinidad and Tobago, Kenya, China, Myanmar, and Greece.
Wait, okay.
Can you attest to Greece and Japan?
Japan has the most bottoms and the most top?
No, I'm saying for both those categories, each of those categories, you've been in a place where the most bottoms were and a place where the most top.
As a world traveler, it feels good to have visited the country that has the most tops and bottoms in the year of our Lord 2023. I guess I can see Japan having bottom energy. Like, there's, like, a bit of a BDSM, like, bottom vibe there.
China having a lot of tops makes sense.
The gays should honestly all move to China.
Oh, no.
We should, like, en masse, just like go to China and get top to the gods. Greece, top energy, that tracks too.
The highest number of sides, which is neither top nor bottom.
Verse?
No, just oral. No penetrative sex.
Oh.
Just like they prefer oral or masturbation over...
Okay. Or dick sucking.
Singapore, Philippines, China, Kenya, and New Zealand. In the Shire, they're all sides in the fucking Middle Earth.
Don't you think that China, just based on its population numbers alone, is going to pop up on every element of this list? Because doesn't China have like hundreds of millions of people?
It might have a billion or two.
On a numbers thing, it's going to have the most of everything, most likely.
OnlyFans performers of the year. Raheem Shabazz. That makes sense.
You know him?
Mm-hmm.
Name him.
Malik Delgadi.
You know him?
Mm-hmm. Diego Barros.
You know him?
Mm-hmm. Tyler Wu.
You don't know him.
Reno Gold. Know him.
Wow.
Shabazz is... Raheem is... He's prolific.
Okay.
He's out here making...
Just making OF content.
Yeah, he's... But it's like... It's like next... Kind of next level.
Like what?
He just fucks.
Does he get fucked or fuck?
No. He's a top.
Wow.
But he just like fucks. And it's like really like... beautifully filmed, and
I love that.
Yeah, he's like, I think he lives out in like the West Side somewhere.
Love that.
Love
West Side top story.
Highest number of hung bottoms, massive and passive. That's what the fucking thing is. France, United Kingdom, Canada, United States, and Ireland.
Wow, white people coming in for the hung bottom win.
White. Blouse me harder? What the fuck? Highest number of fem tops. Ireland?
Not
this
known.
This is me. This category.
Is you.
United Kingdom, United States, Australia, and New Zealand.
God, white people, fem tops, and hung bottoms. Where else?
That's just the top five.
Okay, but what? Like, give me some more stats.
Okay. Biggest baby girl, Harry Styles. Pedro Pascal, Jacob Elordi. Baby girl is like, you know what that means, right?
No.
Baby girl is like a sexy guy that's comfortable.
Being a little bit.
Being just cute. Yeah. Okay. Like Jacob Elordi wearing a little purse.
Like, and them having like little ruffles.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or like Charlie Puth.
Okay. Love that.
Highest number of foot lovers, Italy, Germany, France, UK, USA. So these are like Western... culture is very like kinky.
Yeah. I need more stats on China.
You most used profile songs, which you can have a profile song on your Grindr now, which is so weird.
I hate that.
WAP.
Okay.
Seven Rings.
Seven Rings.
Happier Than Ever, Billie Eilish.
Wait, Seven Rings, a Grizzly Bear song?
No, the Ariana Grande from like a few years ago, where it's like, these are a few of my
I guess I was thinking of Three
bitches.
Rings. I was like, whoa, if a Grizzly Bear song is the highest on Grindr.
Who's on their fuck profile? Who has Billie Eilish going? Ah, da, da, da.
That is a sad bottom song. And I don't want to know.
Rain on Me.
That's good, yeah.
And Heated. Beyonce. I see that. Okay. Mother of the Year.
Beyonce, Taylor,
Dolly, Kylie, and Madonna. I feel like
Kylie
really served with Padam.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god, I thought they meant Kylie Jenner.
No. Pit lovers.
Yeah,
Germany.
Okay.
France.
As a German, I attest to that.
Okay. France, Brazil, Morocco, and United Kingdom. Which makes sense for the UK.
Okay, yeah.
Because they don't wear deodorant. Because
they're stinking.
I have to say, I don't judge people for pits. Like, go off. I think a guy holding is, like, that's hot. But I'm not into it.
You don't like to smell an armpit.
I like...
If I like,
I don't like
someone...
Scents. I don't like scents. I like...
You like perfume only? You
no,
don't
like
I body
like,
odor?
I don't... I you mean, don't I like a little... I like a little musk on a guy. Like, just smells like...
Yeah, I don't
want to
smell someone's like fucking dank trash can.
No, but
armpit.
Some people like that.
No, but I like a little bit. Like, I like if I'm into someone just in general and I like their smell and their our pheromones are clicking, I've been known to sniff and like an armpit.
Yeah, but it's not
like a fucking cheese pit.
No, but it makes sense to me that Germany and France are like the top two.
They're sick.
Itchball moment. What's just burst out laughing. These are kind of dumb.
Yeah, get more. I like the sex facts. I don't care about like the pop culture facts.
The most vanilla in terms of like
UK. Go on. Okay.
Australia, mm-hmm. New Zealand, damn. Canada, and Ireland.
White people coming in again.
Highest number of bears.
Oh, yes.
Bangladesh. Love that. Coming out.
Okay, I like that.
Come through Bangladesh. Pakistan. Yes. Nigeria. Let's go.
Okay.
UAE. Dark horse.
This is really sexy to me. These are the kind of facts that I'm here for.
A Greek oh, bear. Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Oh my God, yes.
Highest number of open relationships. South Korea. This is surprising.
Progressive.
This, Nigeria.
Hell yeah.
Pakistan.
Baby girl Lisa.
Baby girl Lisa. Malaysia. And Switzerland. Like, oh. That is like a full like...
Okay, yeah. We're getting some international flavor now.
Highest number of verse. Finland is the top in okay. Big bold. Austria. Germany, Australia, and Hungary.
Okay.
Highest number percentage of no to dick pics. Kenya, South Africa, Nigeria, India, Italy.
Wow.
Italy makes sense because it's Catholic.
Mm-hmm. The other ones are giving like scared of homophobia.
Yeah.
Like I don't want that on my phone lest someone find it.
Yeah, that's like almost like not fair because some cultures are more like repressed and restricted.
Yeah, they're going to be like, don't send this to me. I will get killed.
Highest number of yes, US, Canada, mm-hmm. Finland, Australia, Norway.
Okay. I think I had a dream I was in Norway recently.
Really?
I make definitely it happen. Did. I know. I've been called to Norway.
Highest number of leather lovers. Belgium or Netherlands first, okay. Which makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Belgium, Panama, Switzerland, and UK.
Okay.
Highest number of twinks, Netherlands, Belgium, Brazil, Switzerland, United Kingdom.
Wow.
Highest number of pups.
That's like a literal pup play.
Like a pup play with a pup mask.
Mm-hmm.
Just guess who the number one is. You will, it's, I don't think you'll guess it. It's pretty, what? Venezuela. Bolivia. It's a lot of Latin and South America.
Wow.
Bolivia, Costa Rica, Colombia, and Mexico.
What's that about?
I don't know. That's interesting.
I would not have thought that.
Highest number of geeks.
What's that?
The geek. You identify as a geek.
Oh, like a. That's just very
that's
literal.
That's your Grindr tribe. Like
you're like. You're a glasses gay?
Yeah. Okay. That's stupid.
No, who is it? I want to know so I can avoid.
France, Canada, USA, Brazil, Belgium.
Okay. Interesting. Nerds.
Henry Cavill got hottest man of the year. Which, yeah, but...
He looks like an AI portrait.
Mm-hmm. Highest number of daddies. This is where I'm...
yeah.
This my interest...
My ears are perked up.
US.
Okay.
Nigeria.
Nigeria's coming in hot Nigeria's for some major 40. Wins.
Australia, Venezuela, and Canada.
Okay.
Most popular tags displayed on profile. Discreet, bi, friend with benefits, kissing, anon.
Bi?
Let's go.
I gotta get back on Grindr.
I know.
This is what this is really telling me.
I told you that when I first moved here once, I saw you on Grindr. And
that.
I was like, I thought it was, I was like, because I didn't know you as well. And I was like, all right, there she is.
I was hunting.
I thought it was for a second. I was like, is this a bot?
No.
I
was
like,
me.
There she is.
It's me keeping an eye out.
Searched, hung, trans, BB, dom, feet. So Grindr's like expanding themselves a little.
It's covering a lot of bases.
LGBT win of the year.
Oh, God. What is it?
Kim Petras wins a Grammy.
Okay.
Everything at All at Once wins Best Picture.
Okay.
Mauritius just decriminalizes LGBT being gay, queer.
Okay. These are very moderate.
Taylor Swift as Time's Person of the Year, and then Iceland bans conversion therapy. is one of the wins of the year.
But we would have been better off not having these wins in the mix, because that made me actually sadder. I love...
You know what you hear when you just heard that? You hear... Oh, I think Nymphowars does that.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, if you guys haven't heard Nymphowars, it's... Can I tell you, it's hosted by Theta Ham and Macy Rodman, and they are maybe the funniest people on planet Earth.
They are so funny. I cry throughout every episode, and nothing makes me laugh till I cry. Like, I very much experience that, like, when we're podcasting, or like every once in a while when I listen to other podcasts. They, from start to finish, are so funny. I'm legit lolling.
It's like, it's basically like, in terms of like sound effects and just absurdity, it's like old school Howard Stern, kind of.
And but characters, like, and they, bits it, that they do.
It's like radio theater. Right? No, but you guys have, Theta Hamill and Macy Rodman are the funniest comedians like going right now, I think.
They did a recent episode where they like play two truck drivers that have just like pulled over on the side of the road to like talk about the variety Actors on Actors, and they like tune into the Actors on Actors, and then they are those actors, and it is so funny.
And the sound effects, they always do the record scratch, and it's just like for the most like inopportune times. It's just, trust us.
They're really
operating.
Next
they're operating
level.
On another level.
They're channeling.
Wait.
No, this is me hearing all the LGBTQ wins of the year. I used to float, now
I just fall down. Kim Petras wins a Grammy.
Big losses. Oh, no, we've moved on.
Oh, okay,
on.
We've moved on.
We've moved on now.
Well, that was great. I'm glad we unwrapped Grindr for 2023. Here's to a better year in LGBTQ.
Like, literally, you big, don't. The bar is low.
The bar is low. Hell, Taylor so, like, Swift getting Person of the Year.
How is that a win?
I think we could do better.
I'm still dying at Everything Everywhere All at Once being a huge win.
I guess because the daughter was
a global win. I love they're like, it's a global groundbreaking win for gays around the world. It's
I guess because of the daughter, but it was, I feel like it was more.
No, it's a thing. Winning an Academy Award is not a global win. It's a great win for the filmmakers involved, and everyone in the film industry was
involved. For like representation of minorities. And...
Yeah, but like, that's not a global win for LGBTQ.
Yeah, I don't know. It was so random. It was a reach.
I'm really considering how I get to Iceland to see some fucking lava.
Oh, yeah. So a big volcano has erupted in Iceland. I think it had been like brewing for a few weeks, and then it finally went. And now... the southwestern town of Grindavik has become an attraction for inquisitive volcano enthusiasts.
For lava head, they are gathering and they are riding en masse to go check this lava stream out. And I can't say I blame them.
Police are having to rescue hikers. One hiker had to be rescued by helicopter yesterday after becoming exhausted, cold, and shocked halfway to the eruption. So people are being drawn. I've seen, like, videos are crazy. I saw someone on the runway in their plane, like, looking out the window and seeing, like, a glow. Like, it looked like Sauron.
Yeah. It's, and...
Or, what is that?
The Mordor. Volcanoes that blow out, like, blow loads of lava into the universe are, like, not as dangerous as the ones that are just blowing, like, ash clouds.
Yeah.
So you can get pretty close to lava. Like, that... documentary that
right.
came out earlier this year about those volcano heads. Yeah. So I'm just like, how do I get, I really need to get close to some lava.
Yeah, people are trying to like fly their helicopters, I think, close to it.
That seems like a true no for me, just like knowing how dangerous helicopters can be. But like, I would love any tips on how to get to Iceland and then get close to lava.
Mm-hmm. They are saying that it's starting to cause like pollution,
like the smoke.
Yeah, it's starting to affect the weather, I think. But
it sounds about right.
Like, people are bringing their kids to go see it.
Yeah, I mean, lava is like a chill, pretty chill thing, unless one of, because it's broken now into like all these fissures,
mm-hmm.
and then the fissures have a chance of erupting spontaneously.
That's what they said.
So that's a little bit dangy, but
I would be a little, I mean, I would like to see it from afar.
I'd like to get as close as humanly possible.
Really?
I would love to be like truly in front of a lava spray. But also with the knowledge that like it's not going to get me and we're not ever going to interact from a touch perspective.
You want to be like somewhat close to the spew.
That shot of the volcanologist standing with like in front of a huge spew is my ultimate dream.
I mean, there is something like obviously like heavenly about seeing like an old faithful geyser of lava.
Of magma.
Like especially in like the dark Icelandic night. I would be, I mean, it's all very Bjork coded.
And the way that it moves and like.
You want to hear like Sigur Rós playing as you.
Yeah. I need like a spiritual experience next to magma in 2024.
Well.
Maybe I should just take to Iceland for the new year.
There's always really good deals on how to get to Iceland.
There are a lot of good deals.
Why not go?
And that murder at the end of the world or whatever made me feel like it's Iceland very, was like Hig.
It's very Hig. She would, Darby would go to the volcano.
Darby is in a volcano right now, checking things out.
She's checking things out. What else was going on? Oh, 150 people on Epstein's secret association list are to be named in the new year, like on Jan 1st.
On January 1st,
the envelope is opened.
The ultimate Nymum.
This is Nymum.
Nymum.
Nymum. People will be named. They're opening. They're finally. I mean, there's.
Do you think it's actually going to happen?
I hope so. I
hope so, too.
I don't know. I mean, it's possible it could get.
This is why RFK was like, I've been on the jet. Like I'm telling you, he was. He got ahead of it. Yeah. Because the worst case. I mean, there are many worst case scenarios, but a pretty bad one is like all of a sudden. Showing up on this like flight manifest list.
Well, I think a lot of people are going to be on it that we're going to be like, what?
And I think this is a situation I usually don't believe in, like a Nymum situation, but this is a Nymum situation I can fully get behind.
If it doesn't come out, I think I think that would cause like even more outrage. Because people...
You can't tease.
Yeah, you can't tease.
You can't tease this kind of thing and then not Nymum.
Yeah.
How many, like, 170, sorry. Do you think are shaking in their boots right now?
I mean...
I hope that some people are really stressed about being on the Nymum list.
How many people in Hollywood? How many senators? How many congressmen? The Senate twink will be old news when this comes out.
I know, the Senate twink.
I know, we're all going to be like...
Who even cares about the Senate twink now
getting
that
his
the
pussy
Epstein
blown out?
List think, is getting named.
Totally. Totally. But
totally.
Totally. But I'm sure some of the people that I'll bet some of the people that were coming for Twink Bussy in the China chamber are on the list.
Definitely.
Right?
Like who?
I don't know.
You need like a Homeland style board of all the people that came for the Bussy Boy and then connecting them with a red line to Epstein's Nymum list.
I mean, I feel super like when it comes to Epstein, I feel very like conspiracy person.
As you should.
No, I know. But like I'm like, I don't want to like veer into like Q territory, but like Epstein makes me like.
I don't
oh.
think it's veering into Q
no,
territory.
No, I know. I know. I know. But like I'm like Epstein is literally. The ultimate conspiracy.
I don't even think of it as a conspiracy. I think of it as like the truth.
No, but I mean in terms of like people's trying to stay like under the radar about it.
Yeah.
I mean
it's the ultimate like abuse of power like, that many, many people have been involved in and one person took the fall for.
Two people.
Well, one person got out. I think Epstein got the greatest end of
yeah,
the deal.
He, did.
He actually got
he
like
got murdered.
He got got to go to jail but also like just live laugh love and then when he got in trouble again got swiftly offed. Ghislaine is the one that's really
she's suffering,
she's paying the price.
I wonder if
I want Ghislaine to cackle in priz.
I wonder if any like housewives will be on it. I know one in my head that
Carol, do you think Sonia's been on it? Ms. Morgan.
She was literally married to like the definition of Wall Street.
I'm very, very curious.
It's interesting. People identified have until Jan 1 to appeal. So they have until New Year's Day to
be like, I don't want to be on this list.
So it's not just going to be everyone?
Yeah. What person is like, totally say that I'm on it? Wait, this seems like now I don't love this. Because that's a lot of time.
I know.
That's 10 days. If I'm a billionaire and I really don't want people to know that I was on this flight, I'm paying so many people to just make it go away.
I'd love like a like Pablo Larraine type movie about like someone who's spending the holiday with their family like in Aspen or something, like pacing.
Aspen being like, is shook. City of Aspen Bones. City of Bones is positively shaking in their boots right now.
Aspen is on, they are on the hook right now. There is a curfew at night. People are clamping down, patting people down before they enter.
They're having like an all hands on deck, like
town hall
secret
meeting.
Society meeting where they're like, look, we know that we're all going to be on this list. So let's pool our resources and get the lawyers to work for an appeal. They're like, you in or you out?
Yeah, they're having like an Aspen town hall. Like they're having like,
they're in a community gathering.
It's like the bungalows where you have to tape your phone. It's like that in every place in Aspen right now. No phones.
Kathy's no, like, I'll host.
I'll host it.
I'm hosting.
Oh, yeah. Do you?
I don't know. I just think Aspen is like a place where probably there's like the Venn diagram is strong. Ms. Do I think she was on it?
No, but I'm sure
she knows people that were on it.
Yeah. I saw that clip of Paris talking to her. Do you see that?
No, I haven't seen
it. From her new show. And she's like, Kathy goes, well, I got the book yesterday. I read the whole thing. And Paris goes, you read the whole book? And Kathy goes, and then Paris looks at Nikki like, for real. And she goes, you read 398 pages? And Kathy goes, I did. I read the whole thing. And it was just this moment of like, I'm like, damn, Paris. You've had to deal with a lot of shit.
She's a real one for having to put up with Kathy as a mom.
Nikki's definitely the favorite.
Well, she's like, the good child.
She married off well.
Yeah, and also just like didn't give her parents as much hell growing up.
She said to Paris, you were a feral animal. She goes, I grew up in Beverly Hills. I saw a lot of crazy things in my time, but with you, I've never seen anything like it. You were an animal.
Well.
Yeah, I feel like this is very fraught and it's very easy.
I feel like this list is not going to be as explosive as we need it to be in order to have a true scandal on our hands.
Wasn't there some manifesto of the flight that came out though that named them with some people?
I think so, but like, I feel like this shit's getting buried.
I don't even want to say who was on it because.
Why?
Well, like Naomi Campbell was on it.
Everyone knows that.
I know.
Are you afraid of Naomi Campbell?
No, but I feel like everyone, like, that's gotten forgotten.
I never forgot. I've always remembered. I watched that model documentary
LMS.
And I said, I'm always a little like,
She does serve.
Okay.
I go, all right, you're still serving, but
you can serve and also be very good friends with a
human trafficker.
Sex trafficker.
Yeah, that's true.
Like those things can both coexist at the same time. Just because you are best friends with like a child sex slave trafficker does not mean that you can't serve cunt on the planet.
I want to know more about Bill Gates, that connection.
Name him. I need Sutton to go in there and tell everyone.
Sutton might probably knows people too.
I'll bet she probably does know some people.
Name him.
I wish that I was going somewhere to be surrounded by like uber wealthy people whispering over the holidays about Epstein's
It's Aspen
list.
Is the ultimate. That is the place. I saw Kendall arrive.
I don't think anyone in Oklahoma City is worried about.
Sorry, doll.
Maybe some people in the oil.
Oh
and
yeah,
gas
that's
industry.
True. There could be like a.
I think some energy folks, but in the where I'm, the circles I'm matriculating in. I don't think anyone at the Four Point Sheraton is worried. At the bar at the Four Point Sheraton is worried about
it. You never know in Oklahoma. There's always going to be one person that was like, I was privy to something.
Actually, that's not true. I feel like my dad's lawyer has like Epstein's plane vibes. I'm just saying.
Name him. Well, we'll be naming him. Well, be sure we're going to be staying on this. Even if the Department of Justice fails us, fails the people once again, Sex Eating Podcasts will stay on it. We're going to be reporting live in the new year Was anyone? Tune into us. Tune into TruAnon. Tune into some other truth-telling.
Boots on the ground.
Boots on the ground. We will be naming them in a very limited capacity because we're not as
well-researched. We'll be repeating what was published online incredibly somewhat comprehensive capacity.
But trust.
I think there should be a revolt of sorts, an insurrection of sorts.
To get the names?
At a country club or two if we don't get the names.
Aspen will be insurrected.
We should insurrect Aspen for sure if we don't get the name. Aspen and Palm Beach.
Oh my God. I'm going, okay.
You're going to be in
Palm Beach. I'm going to Miami.
Oh my God, your proximity to wealth is huge this
Christmas. Okay, so I'm going to Miami for the holiday to see my family.
Can you head on down to Palm Beach for
a day?
Head
on up. Darling, I'll be heading up to
Palm Beach
to the Breakers.
You need to go to the Breakers. Take Dorothy to a brunch at the Breakers. This is a great Christmas hack for moms. They love it. I've taken my mom to a Breakers brunch.
I'll look for Jared and Ivanka.
And here, listen up for the whispers. You should wear a hearing aid. Turn it all the way up.
I should have a hat on.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a fascinator kind of.
Like an old school like megaphone for in like that Victorian ages for people that couldn't hear. And then you just hold it up. And I need you to hear stroll up and down Worth Avenue. And
is that what it's called, the downtown there?
I think it's Worth Avenue in Palm
Beach.
Oh,
I'm sure there's
a lot.
Or is
that Miami South Beach? You need to go to the Breakers. Then you need to go to my favorite little store. They sell like cotton pajamas and cashmere and embroidered goods.
It's gotta be
just the oldest store on the Worth Avenue. And then
there's gotta be some name rooms in there.
Keep your ears open.
I will keep my third eye open.
Keep your third eye
in Palm Beach.
Keep your third bussy wide open.
My bussy is gonna be open when I'm in Palm Beach. My bussy will be like my la bussy will
ladies
have
and gentlemen,
will have the Victorian thing off my ass.
You need to keep your hole as open as possible and gather all the info.
I'll be doing the same.
I'll try and
get
to some wealthy zones.
I'll go.
I'll try and break free of the. You know, I'll keep my eyes open at the Four Point Sheraton Bar and at Shogun, a hibachi restaurant, and see if I hear anything.
Maybe.
Maybe at the YMCA, there will be some...
There will be blood.
There will be whispers and rumors and nastiness about Epstein's.
Let's get into our girls.
Okay, this episode served.
Penultimate. I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And you're listening to...
Sexy, Unique Podcast.
Salty Utah Epstein's Name-ems. Penultimate episode. How sad. How shocking. The finale, I think, is going to end in Bermuda, which is wild. This is me knowing that we only have one episode left of this groundbreaking season. I used to float, now I just fall down. That's me knowing that I'm going to have to say bye to our girls.
I know, that's me knowing that this season's wrapping up and we have to get into the horrors that await of season 11 of Vanderpump Rules.
It's only day 3. Which is like, God, this is the longest fucking
trip ever. This is the longest trip of anyone's lives.
Lisa gets attended to on her balcony by a house staff person. And she goes, thank you so much.
Monica opens a birthday card from her daughter. And it says, like, I miss you. I love you. Please don't get arrested. I was like.
You know what I wanted to say? The birthday's over, Monica. Put the cards away.
Be grateful.
It's over.
Practice
it's not
some
your day
gratitude.
Anymore. Sorry.
The Wild Rose is airing her little coochie out on the balcony.
I know, I like that shot. That was very like
her little short shorts and her butt cheeks.
Lisa
a nice
has
Bermudan breeze.
A Bermudan breeze, a Brazilian breeze. Lisa has rented a yacht for the ladies, a catamaran. So she said, "Don't worry, we have some time. Take your time getting ready. It's at 11:30."
Heather and Monica go on a walk and like squash their beef.
Yeah, I was kind of like, okay. Heather's wearing a big bucket hat, which I was intrigued by.
Her hat game is strong in this episode.
I also want those headphones.
They're Apple headphones.
I know, but just hers exactly.
You should get them. They're the red ones.
Okay.
They're on sale at Best Buy right now.
They bury the hatchet in the pink sand.
And Meredith calls her husband. Her husband.
Seth looked hot on FaceTime.
He's kind of hot.
He was like on the treadmill or something.
I'm still offended that no one said that they wanted to fuck him or marry him. What do they know? What do they know that I don't know?
Yeah, is there something like...
Are they just trying to hurt my queen, Meredith?
Maybe.
Now, after this episode, I'm a Justice for Meredith activist.
Me too. I've been gaslit.
Bravo really wrapped us around their manipulative little fingers and made us think that Meredith was the one to blame. But really, Meredith did nothing wrong.
Meredith was actually...
Meredith...
Well, we'll get to it. I have some thoughts.
Did nothing wrong except get an exquisite facelift, maybe get a little bit hooked to opioids, and experience withdrawals on this trip.
He goes, "How are you, honey?" And she goes, "I'm good. I'm honestly a little shaken still, but the women really came for me last night."
And she's just being a strong Shiro.
She goes, "I truly never said anything in the DMs. I don't know what Monica is speaking of." So she's really adamant.
Mm-hmm.
And in this moment I went, she's not lying.
The thing is like, she doesn't get really defensive.
No.
And I was reading that as like a sign of guilt, but now I'm actually reading it as a sign of innocence.
She had some growth in this episode with Lisa, baby girl.
She's showing a lot of maturity.
They walk outside and Whitney goes, "I grew up playing tennis. So now Angie and I will play." She goes, "I am no Serena Williams. I don't have a court in my yard, but I have been known to hit a few."
So they hit some bowls. And Whitney's really giving tennis pro.
Mm-hmm.
I like this look for her. She had a mean serve.
Whitney thinks it's weird that Meredith came back from the dinner last night and lit the cake. You see Meredith going, lighting the cake for Monica, going,
"Happy birthday to you."
And she goes, "She was acting like as if nothing happened." I go, "Yeah, because she was in a blackout, honey."
"Yeah, she's drunk.
She doesn't remember." She goes, "That is so strange that she just compartmentalizes. She's disassociating. It's so weird."
She goes, "It's crazy. Psychotic disassociation." And Andrew K goes, "It's unwell behavior."
I was like, I think she's just drunk.
Yeah, she's like having to drink and double up on pills to be around you squawking chicken heads.
Also, true friendship is just like it that we see later. It's screaming at each other and then like later
getting
being like,
it.
"We're over it.
Yeah.
It's fine." It's like sisterhood.
That's true sisterhood, is almost killing each other and then being like LOL afterwards.
Like us sometimes. I know. That's what happens when you have like a true friendship. You just like,
you just have to have a spicy moment.
You let
but
it go.
Know that on the other side, you it's just sisterhood. Get back to normal. That's sisters.
Traveling pants.
Angie K's sunglasses collection.
Wild.
Is insane.
They need to be in like the Smithsonian.
There needs to be a Met Gala theme that's just Angie K's sunglasses.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, Princess Diana. But that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Disintel, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers. Stretching back into the history of the British monarchy, did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Disintel on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Are you ready to win Mother's Day and cement your reputation as the best gift giver in the family? Give the moms in your life an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos, and you will rise to the top of the heap, and you will be
deified and worshipped for the rest of your days walking this planet.
Because as anyone who with siblings know, that's the only goal on Mother's Day is to be the favorite.
And if you're an only child, you're still competing with all your other extended family members, and it's important to wage a war and come out on top.
If you're an only child, you're also at war with yourself.
So what you can do is get your mother or the preeminent mother figure in your life an Aura frame. You load it up with photos. It's literally the easiest thing to do. And I know that you might be thinking, ew, digital frames are bleak, but I'm telling you, this Aura frame is chic.
And the best part is it has unlimited storage and an easy-to-use app, so you can keep updating your mother or mother figure's frame with new photos. So it's the gift that keeps on giving and uploading.
I gave my mom an Aura frame, and she had resisted for so long because she's truly anti-technology, like barely even understands right. how to FaceTime. And I said, just let me. And I set it all up for her. I plugged it in. I fired up the app. I preloaded pictures on it, and now she's so into it that she figured out how to preload pictures and even runs it from her app, which is truly saying a lot because she refuses to download apps. She thinks everyone's spying on her, stealing her data, and the fact that I was able to break through and she literally loves this frame, like loaded it up with pictures of her cat, I was like, we did it, Joe. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off, plus free shipping on their best-selling frame.
That's AuraFrames.com. Use code SUP at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Nothing gives me naked confidence like being freshly showered, hair blown out, makeup on, putting on my favorite perfume.
Nothing gives me naked confidence quite like getting my parking validated at Equinox after a well-earned workout.
A very close second would be Lumi Whole Body Deodorant. Unlike certain other deos, Lumi is powered by mandelic acid to deliver outrageous 72-hour odor control everywhere from your pits to your feet.
And yes, even your privates. In fact, it was patients' concerns about private part odor that originally inspired the OBGYN who invented Lumi.
Flash forward 6 years, and her game-changing whole body deo has earned over 300,000 five-star reviews from people who love feeling confident from head to toe.
New customers get $5 off Lumi's starter pack with code SUP at LumiDeodorant.com. I love Lumi because as a gay man, you need to have your taint smelling fresh as fuck. So with one roll of Lumi, I'm ready to get out there and own the world.
What I love most about Lumi is that it's multi-purpose. It saves its customers money because you're not buying all these different products for different body parts. You can just boil it all down to one super product that takes care of any of your odor issues.
Whole body deodorant with Lumi, seriously safe to use anywhere on your body. Your pits, your underboobs, thigh folds, belly buttons, butt cracks, vulvas, and feet.
It's clinically proven to block odor all day and control over up to 72 hours.
And it's baking soda free and paraben free.
Plus, it's pH balanced for safe use below the belt.
Lumi's starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice like mini body wash and deodorant wipes, and free shipping.
As a special offer for listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with the code SUP at LumiDeodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use the code SUP.
Angie Whitney goes, so I finished the book last night. I finished Heather's book, and she talked about my boudoir photo shoot in her book, the one that she took for me to give to Justin. And she goes, and I was very upset by the way she talked about my vagina.
These pictures?
I know.
Talk about a senator hair.
She's, this is actual senator hair.
I was really shaken by a tiny short bob. I was taken back to March of 2023. And then I also, my armchair psychology read on this situation is I think that Whitney is kind of rethinking her and Justin's like origin story and like recontextualizing a good portion of her relationship with Justin. And so
to make herself look more innocent.
No, I think just being like, why did I, what attracted me to this person in the first place? Like, their sex life was like so explosive. Like, it was so bad.
Girl, we know.
I know. And like, I think that whereas she used to be really open about that is feeling like tender about that. So then to have Heather have written about that.
It's like immortalized now.
Yeah. And it's like maybe Whitney views it differently after going through all this like therapy and healing.
Well, did Heather must have had to get her approval.
She said she did.
So like, why is Whitney's
why
acting
now?
Like, I was shocked to see, turn the page and see my boudoir shoot.
This
I
is
also love
like,
Heather took the photos.
Boudoir photographer?
To the stars.
Wow. I love that this is also how they met.
I know. And then they were like, oh, we're cousins too.
Smash cut to you being like, they grew up together. They are country strong.
They are. No, but they are blood related. They have confirmed this.
Yeah, but like...
They're not... They didn't really know each other growing up, but I think they knew
they
of each other.
They only knew each other until...
Boudoir.
The boudoir. They didn't know each other until the boudoir, when Whitney unveiled her vagina, and then Heather said, are we related?
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Angie said that Heather's still owned by the church. Which, yeah. I'm like, okay, she... It's
she
accurate.
Gets it.
Then we cut to the boat, getting ready. Whitney has hair extensions in to the gods.
The boat outfits that are at play.
Mm-hmm.
Meredith is in a head-to-toe chiffon look with a silver heel.
They all wait for Angie, and then they head out, and Angie, a beat, and then you see Angie scuttling. It was very Too Many Cooks. The sound of her just, her heels clip-clop, 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 clip.
A high heel on a boat feels like not the vibe.
It feels like a recipe for... Natalie Wood.
I know. You're right. Gonna topple over.
I know. You better stay fastened to that catamaran.
Okay, Monica shaving her legs in the van is gross. You're trash.
I wrote the same.
Quite
thing.
Frankly, you're white trash.
Quite frankly, I was a little like,
what the fuck? At least like go to the back.
Yeah, go to. There's a little.
There's a nook where you can like do your dirty little hygiene moment. Like I don't.
She goes. It brings me back to my hoe days.
Also, a dry shave, you're going to get like razor burn.
I know that. When I used to swim, we used to shave our legs and I would do it dry sometimes.
I feel like that's how I shave my legs when I did not understand how to shave my legs when I was like in fourth grade.
Everyone is like, oh, well, is that normal for like...
The only time I've ever seen someone do that is like a model during fashion week where they're on their way from like one show to a shoot or something and they're like having to shave their legs in the back of an Escalade.
Not in a Sprinter van on the way to a Bermudan catamaran.
No, not on vacation with your friends.
Yeah.
Like if my friend did that, I'd be like, respectfully, with the most love and the most light imaginable, what the fuck is wrong with you? Put that away.
They get there and Meredith goes, I feel very isolated from the women. I'm on an island, and it's not Bermuda.
It cuts to her, and she's literally like this on the boat.
She is drowning in chiffon.
She is. Meredith fussing with her chiffon layers while the wind blows was incredibly Carrie O'Donnell coded.
Oh, it literally, my like sensors went off, and I was like, one, I want to be in these layers of chiffon.
It was like, this is, it was as Wait, though I
heard
was
this,
watching.
This is
you.
Meredith when she dons her chiffon. And grieves on the catamaran. I used to float, now I just fall down. This is Meredith on opioids in Bermuda.
This is Meredith getting off the plane and being like suffering from withdrawal from fucking morphine. I used to float,
now I just fall down. Exactly. So she's like kind of fuguing. She's like, I don't want to be here. I feel like I've lost all of my friendships with these women.
Meanwhile, Lisa is just celebrating the huge win of renting a catamaran.
Name's
and
Zara.
Explaining to everyone, she goes, a catamaran is a super sick strong boat.
It is.
Yeah.
I like that it's called Zara. And I was like, what if it's a floating Zara?
Or like it's owned by Zara.
Yeah.
They also make catamarans.
She goes up to the bartender and she goes, I'll have a gin and tonic because we're in England.
She goes, I know you have that gin, right? UK? Mm-hmm.
I was like, when I heard her order a gin and tonic, I went, damn.
I know, that's a bold
that's
drink.
That's like a drink you get. I used to get gin and tonics at like formals in college.
Yeah.
Oof.
No, thank you.
It's a gasoline.
Meredith and Heather strolls over to Meredith and sits down with her. And she's, I did appreciate this, where she goes, I'm going to give it to you straight.
I'm going to keep it short and sweet.
I'm going to keep this short and sweet.
She's wearing her like Loewe straps.
Her big old Loewe sun hat. I was like, this hat's going to blow off.
That was one of the biggest shocks of my year, was learning that it's not Lowe's.
Oh, yeah.
Low.
I remember exactly where I was when I said, hi, can I look at this like low wallet? And they go, it's actually Loewe. And I was like,
you mean Loewe?
I will send myself out to sea now.
Send myself to Trash Island.
Mm-hmm.
The flashback that Meredith gives is cinema. L.A. Confidential. I filmed
it's
it.
Literally like Killers of a Flower Moon.
Flight back from Palm Springs, Monica and I sat next to each other, and she went into great detail on all kinds of rumors and dirt on Angie. Then a few weeks ago, I went to lunch with Monica. And so after our lunch, this is such...
The cheers. It just kills me. A few weeks ago, on her way back from Palm Springs, Monica and I sat together, and she spent quite a long time of the flight telling me all about Angie.
The rumors and the dirt around Angie. And then we strolled Park City and went for a drink.
Clink, clink. So she's basically saying, this is where I was like, Meredith's telling the truth.
So she's like, this is why I DM, why I called Monica, is because the DM that I got from her, the DM that I got from this like random account matched every single thing that Monica had told me on the plane. So I was like, I bet she got it too, or this is like crazy because it matched everything that she'd said.
But this is also where I'm like, you suck for that too, Meredith, because Monica said, I pointed out that a friend of mine told me a building three doors down was owned by the Greek mafia. And Monica asked me, do you think Angie's in it? And I said, I don't know. I'm like, okay, you're also fueling the fire a little.
Yeah.
You could just say no.
But that when they saw that building, this was after them being on the airplane together and Monica just yammering away in Meredith's ear about Angie K this and Angie K that and Greek Mafia this. And then they saw it. So it makes sense as like two ladies getting to know each other that you would like observe something and be like, oh, this is like Greek Mafia.
Oh, no, I just mean Meredith saying, I don't know. It's like she could have just said, like, I don't think so.
Maybe she doesn't. I don't know.
But that's also like, but that's very Meredith, is like, that's the game she plays, is very like,
I don't know anyone's life. Anyone could ruin anyone's life at any given time.
It's very like
technicalities.
Yes. It's very semantics and like, you know, it's, I don't know. It's like, but basically, she's
starting to get heated that everyone thinks that she is the creator of the DMs. And Lisa stands up. Lisa's finally had enough. And she stands up and she goes, Meredith, stop. Enough. Stop doing this to Monica.
She goes, well, first, their captain, by the way, is scary.
I didn't clock him.
And I thought he was wearing a Pornhub hat at first. But then, yeah, Meredith and Monica try to hash it out a little, and Lisa overhears it, and that's when she goes, Meredith, stop lying! You're a fucking mess, Meredith! You're a fucking mess! You're losing all your friends, Meredith!
Stop doing this to Monica! I love Lisa suddenly caring a lot about Monica.
And Meredith goes, oh, honey, I have many, many friends. I was like, that's me in elementary school.
Meredith goes, this is exhausting.
I have many, many friends.
And everyone fights and fights and fights.
And then Angie goes, I own the streets of Park City because I am a
reputable businesswoman.
Yeah. And Whitney goes, I believe Monica. I'm sorry to say, Meredith, but I participated in rumors with you last year about Ms. Barlow.
I love her going, this story does not add up, but I believe Monica because...
Yeah.
It's like an essay, like giving an essay report in fourth grade.
Very wordy.
Mm-hmm.
The thesis of this is, I believe Monica.
I love firstly, secondly, thirdly, in conclusion. Fuck.
In conclusion, I believe Monica because I participated in rumors last year, unfortunately.
I own these streets because I'm a reputable businesswoman.
I love I own the streets of Park City.
Meredith goes, now I'm getting really fucking pissed off. I'm getting narrated. Don't narrate me.
Yeah, that's a real...
Narrate you.
I know what she means.
I know what she means, but I'm like, honey.
I also had this flash of her yelling at her family.
They've seen the wrath.
I feel like growing up, I could like see like hanging with Brooks or something and then like playing a game and then like downstairs you just hear Meredith. Get down here, Brooks!
When Meredith, like, she, it takes a lot to push her to the edge, but when she loses it hard.
She's Krakatoa. Angie then proceeds to put Whitney's hair extensions on her sarong as Whitney and Monica dive into the ocean, and she dances like a Greek witch.
I love that.
Opa.
Whit and Monica go swimming, there's a drone shot, and then...
Do you think the water was warm? Probably.
I think so, but I also can't get a read on the temperature because it looks so windy this day. I hate how windy it is.
They go in and Lisa goes, are you fucking kidding me? I feel like it's probably warm because of the jet stream. Because Bermuda is kept tropical by that like specific.
Yeah, but a wind can really take the warm edge off. Unclear. Meredith finally finds Angie sitting alone, and she goes, I do think we need to sit down and talk. And they kind of, like, hash out their beef.
Yeah.
And then Miss Chiffon swans her way over to Heather and Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, so Angie and I spoke, and the final conclusion is she's taking out a hit on me.
I like that.
Me too. I was like, you're a loller.
They didn't laugh, though. I was like,
they're jealous haters.
Ha ha, funny joke, like Teresa would say. She also was wearing stilettos.
I'm worried for her.
Lucite.
They also get off. When they get off the boat, the chiffon is blowing and her perfect little tush is just hanging out of the back of her chiffon getup.
And she's like, she's walking unsteadily in her. And I heard stilettos pumps in the club. Who ever thought that these girls could get drunk? Remember that song? We rockin' stilettos, ho. We rockin' stilettos, ho.
Oh, yeah.
I heard that.
Whitney is shit tanked.
Wait, I'm not trying to be mean. They go back to the house to get... She goes, I have planned the dinner for us.
She goes, we have 2 hours to get ready for dinner. And Lisa goes, okay.
But oh, on the Sprinter van back, Meredith is blackout. And she tells Lisa, she goes, I just wanted to say, I wanted to share with you that Brooks got signed by Ford Models. And I was talking to him. And he told me the news, and he said, you know, lean into Lisa for support. Like, she'll be happy about this.
She knows who you are, where you've always been.
Mm-hmm.
And Lisa's petting Meredith's arm during this and, like, stroking it.
She goes, I'm so like, happy. That's amazing for him. I love that.
Let's take a pic. And then they take a picture, and I was like, it feels really good to see my girls back together again.
They're sisters. This is what they do.
I want this to be a Hillen moment.
They were tweeting love to each other last night.
Good. I need them to be aligned. In 2024, while everything falls apart, I need the comfort and security of knowing that Lisa and Meredith are friends.
Monica's pissed. She goes, I look back, and I see them being all chummy, and I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, they have a very long friendship. They have a decades-long friendship.
Monica, you're a nobody. You literally worked for a fraudster. You just shaved your fucking skin cells off in the middle of this van. You're disgusting, and you're antisocial, and you're a liar, and you're a fraud, and you're scary, and you're BPD.
Dun, dun, dun.
And you belong in the asylum.
There she is. But I was like, what do you... leave them alone. And then... Whitney goes, Justin has a good nose for going down.
She proceeds to tell everyone how Justin puts his nose in her pussy and makes her come. It was like the wild rose. She needs to put a cork in it.
Meredith is so offended.
I've never heard of that before in my life.
She goes, what? He has a good nose for it. Haven't you ever had someone go down on you with their nose?
She goes, I think he can teach all of you how to do it. I was like, Wild Rose.
Wait, I need to say something. When they're getting ready, Whitney, I was like, did she get a black eye?
I don't know what's going on. Some people I just have more like darker skin around their eyes than others.
Look at me. I'm not like I'm in the club, but it looked like she had a shine. I was like, she got into a fight with a crab.
Yeah, I was like, did she take all her makeup off? Is her mascara still on? But then I was like, damn, this is a great advertisement for her makeup artist, because you do not know that that's going on underneath the foundation. And her makeup looks, I mean, she does do like a heavy face and like some heavy contour, but it doesn't look like it's covering this up.
No, and I'm not judging like dark circles. Like, I am the king of dark circles. I'm just saying, she looked like, I thought for a second she'd had a black eye.
No, me too.
And I was like, she fought a fish. She got into a fight with a Bermuda wahoo.
She is barely keeping her eyes open while she gets this makeup done. I was also like, that's really nice of you to let Monica use your makeup artist.
She doesn't know what she's doing.
I'm really like,
Monica
is just trash. Quite frankly, she is. It's trashy behavior. You know it's true.
Reason, I'm like afraid of her.
I mean, she is a terror,
and her army is strong. She has an army.
The Monica army.
There's like a lot of gays that ride for Monica.
Well, I'm sure they'll be seeing it. Don't care. I have to sit strong and sturdy.
I don't care. I love it.
No, I'm a Monica truther, which from day one, I've been like, this woman is trash.
I'm just like, but I love, she goes, can I use
your... don't like, it's one thing to be like kind to someone, but I feel like Monica puts herself in a position of like making herself like a charity case for others. And I don't like that.
Because she's not.
She could do everything. She's fully capable of doing whatever it is she needs to do with her life.
She has a poor, she's like very like, and it's like, okay, but it's not like you had.
Where you're like appealing to people's, like, you're appealing to people's sympathetic, or like you're getting empathy from people based off of like lies and unearned things. Like, have you heard the rumors and the nastiness about Monica faking that like her family didn't want to meet with her?
I saw LD tweeting about it.
Oh, LD in the mix. Like, I feel like LD is more authentic than Monica. Like, LD is authentic in her absolute psychosis.
She and can't
Monica,
hide it.
Monica is so manipulative and a true scammer energy. And the thing about, like, there's just something where I was like, oh, you're now like buddying up to Whitney so you can like use her glam.
Whitney's like, shut, take him.
Do it. I don't
do
care.
Do it. Take all of what you will.
I'm the giving Mormon. Some people are bad Mormons. I'm a giver.
Meredith is in her lavender pantsuit. She looks like she's doing a press junket for some reason. I was like, it was giving like press junket at
the Four
Pacific
Seasons.
Design Center.
I love Angie K sits down and she goes, you look nice. And she goes, you do too.
I was like, whoa. Whitney says,
Meredith goes, we're both sparkly.
I know. I was like, whoa, let's land it. Land the plane. Whitney, they all ask all the girlies how many selfies they have in their phone. And Whitney goes, 7,000. And I was like, that's so much. And then Lisa goes,
Heather goes, 11,000.
I was like, okay, wow. And then Lisa goes, I have 28,000 selfies according to my iPhone.
That's why I need 2 terabytes. I was like,
and then I was worried. I was like, God, I must have so, I only have 1,000.
I think I have like 4,000. 28,000, I was like,
28,000 is an unbelievable amount.
The queen of selfies, 28,000. I love that.
They get to the restaurant and Heather starts telling Monica about like hard times.
Side note, why is it fully dark outside?
Tomorrow's the longest, because
we're
leading
into the shortest day of the year. It is.
No, tomorrow is.
But no, I know, but today is like, we're edging, it's 2:38 p.m. It's fully dark outside.
It is not the longest day of the, it's not the shortest day of the year. It is the second shortest day of the year.
It's the penultimate.
It's the penultimate.
Wait, everyone apparently trolls me for saying penultimate.
You love when it's the penultimate.
I do.
Anything,
I do.
And I love that for you. It's a character trait.
I also, my brain is so fried where maybe I'm like, maybe I did have COVID because I couldn't say reputable. I was like scared to say reputable.
I think you have COVID brain. Lyme brain.
I've got the limes.
I think you have COVID, a little bit of COVID brain fog. Yeah. But also, guys, when you're just sick, you get brain fog too.
Something wasn't right about this sickness. Guys, make sure you're testing out there before you go home to the families. Or don't test and pretend
testing.
Like it's...
Testing? You said you tested and you... Was ne- you
I know. I'm trying to be like...
Carrie, or don't just... get like World Health Organization.
No,
right
I'm
now.
Making a joke about...
Oh, okay.
I'm saying, you know, people are like, make sure you get tested before you go home to see your
okay,
family.
I thought that was like an earnest plea no. for people.
Just go home and pretend like it's not happening.
Just
that's
super
my,
spread, yeah.
Just super spread.
Just do what everyone's doing, which is forgetting about something and super spreading.
Heather starts talking about telling Monica that she had Bell's palsy, which I was like, wait, where is this coming from? And then she goes, no, I mean, it was in my Costco card. Look, and then we see a photo of Heather's Costco card.
Looking like Harvey Dent.
Like Aaron Eckhart. She said... No, it was really crazy. I had full facial paralysis, and everyone goes, wow. And then you see Whitney, and she's like this.
And then, of course, Heather, the big plug, the sell point. She goes, why? It's all in my book. It's all in my book.
She also goes, facial paralysis is funny now. And I went, is it? I feel like it's never funny.
In retrospect, once you've moved past the facial paralysis, and then mm-hmm. you're like lolling...
Yeah.
Then it's funny. But like, I would say encountering facial paralysis, like I have a dark truth, which is not that I have facial paralysis, but I think I now can't get Botox anymore, or like can't get Botox in certain places, because every time I get Botox in a certain place in my forehead, it causes me to have like a droopy eye. And you can't see it now because I had to put some like ophthalmic eye drops in to like get my eye muscle to open up.
Which eye?
It's this eye that becomes smaller than the other, and it just droops down and tries to go into a place of Quasimodo.
Some uneven eyes though is chic.
Well, I have naturally ptosis, which is just like one eye is like slightly smaller than the other, like the lid is heavier.
I feel like that's like
most people have something like that, or they have like asymmetry.
Yeah,
that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about like getting a full-blown teeny eye,
yeah,
a little Quasimodo eye, Botox induced.
Something to consider.
It's sad.
I'm sorry.
I know. I'm really bummed by it, especially since I got.
Laura not being able to get
looking in the mirror after getting a little Botox touch up, and a week later noticing the lazy eye was back. I used to float,
now I just fall down. Laura not being able to get Botox. I used to float, now I just fall down. Maybe I'll get it over break in Miami.
Get it. Oh my god, go to Taryn's person. I'm so jealous. I think you can still get it with my thing in certain areas, but you can't treat forehead lines, which you have to just accept like your forehead wrinkles. But then I was like, this is a challenge where I'm essentially being like, guess I'll just have to get a brow lift.
Laura said challenge accepted.
Challenge accepted.
Remember, we'll never
forget.
The surgery
challenge. Challenge accepted. Ice bucket challenge?
No, where everyone did black and white photos.
For what?
Challenge accepted.
Wait, what was challenge accepted?
About like feminism. Like women supporting women. And they all did like black and white photos. Remember, we talked about
that
before.
We need a new.
That was during COVID. I think that was like peak COVID psychosis.
We need a new challenge in 2024. Like, can someone start a viral challenge for us to make fun of?
All right.
The ice bucket challenge was incredible.
Yeah.
Because you would see absolute nobodies mm-hmm. being like, oh my God, it's my turn now.
I loved
it. Filming their ice bucket challenge moment.
The only one that was good was Donatella.
Yeah, but I'm like, celebrities were one thing, but like I'm talking about just like random people that I knew who were like,
that was the beginning of like civilians, like all of us starting to think like we're the main character.
The ice bucket challenge was the soft launch of main character syndrome.
A truly noble cause, but
a great cause.
Great cause.
But also, instead of doing the ice bucket challenge, I just donated to the ALS Foundation.
Yeah.
Like, I just gave money to the actual foundation that it was for.
Wait, also prayers up to Celine Dion.
Does she have ALS?
No, but she has this stiff person syndrome, and her sister confirmed that she has no control over her muscles anymore. Our queen. I'm sad. I love her. I love Celine.
This is Carrie bringing us down with the Celine Dion. I used to float,
now I just fall down. That's literally every... Have you seen TikToks all have that now?
They
every
do, yeah.
TikTok is that song.
This is me when I read that link that said that 2024 was going to have the biggest financial crash in
of our
the
lifetime.
World has ever seen. I used to float,
now I just fall down. That's us being like, 2024 is going to slay, and then seeing fucking...
But that was also me when I realized I don't have any money in the stock yeah. market. I used to float,
now I just fall down. Is it worse to lose all your money because you have so much or not have any money to begin with and just getting worse? That's the position 90% of us are in.
Yeah. I guess I have a Roth IRA, but...
You're good.
This is me after trusting Carrie, who says that I'm good and not doing anything with my money, and then watching it all disappear into the ether in the largest financial crash of 2024 of my lifetime. I used to float,
now I just fall down. This is me... This is me accepting that I actually liked the movie Saltburn. I used to float, now I just fall down. I liked it.
This is me when I asked Carrie what he thought about Saltburn and was really excited for him to talk shit about it with me, and then he said I actually really liked it. I used to float,
now I just fall down. It had its flaws, but it was fun. It was silly. I like a silly movie. Now I just fall down. I like Rosamund Pike.
Oh yeah, she's great.
We need to get her on
the
pod.
I like Barry.
I love him.
I love him.
And Jacob Elordi's just
so hot.
And I love that sister. She
I know, she's sexy.
What the fuck? She was so good.
I know, she was great.
Barry, but Jacob is just like... When I hear Jacob, when I see pictures of Jacob and just look at myself in the mirror.
I used to. That's literally like every time you just like, he's like so hot, it actually makes you like depressed.
He's so hot and he seems genuinely sweet.
He's for Australian. Me, we'll I feel like Australians are just like good natured.
I feel like they're either good natured or they have like Australian men have like evil energy,
like in the outback,
yeah,
like in the like, bush, in the bush,
like wake and fright kind of shit.
Yeah, that's I'm talking about, like just like your standard Aussie,
your Sydney, mm-hmm. Sydney,
Melbourne.
So everyone's like, we'll read the book. And then Whitney goes, I did read your book, Heather. I finished it last night.
Well, they first go out to dinner.
No, this is all happening at dinner.
Okay.
And then Meredith. Yeah, Whitney goes, I read your book and I did not appreciate some of the things I read, but I thought it was good.
And then Monica is like still salty about Heather or about Meredith and Lisa being friendly. And then Lisa's like, what? She goes, I came really hard today. And I was like, what? And then I realized that she was mean. She came at Meredith really hard.
Well, first Monica does this thing that I hate where she goes, Meredith, are you crying?
And
are you sure? And Meredith goes, no, I'm not. And she goes, are you sure? I was like,
wait, that's a crazy person thing.
I've had that done to me and it's
same.
It's really debilitating and you become instantly paralyzed when that happens. You go,
no, but you're like a dark-sided evil person if you're doing that to people.
Are you crying,
Carrie? Are you crying?
It's very, you okay, Claude?
I don't like it at all.
Almost worse than you, okay, Claude.
And the thing that I also don't like about Monica, while we're at it, is like, is I think that she thinks that she's like whip smart and like really like she thinks that she's like scrappy and has like pulled the wool over everyone's eyes and is like outsmarting people left and right. I'm like, I literally see right through you.
She does.
And I hate that.
Are you okay, Meredith? Meredith goes, yeah, I'm fine.
It's 8 p.m. right now.
I know.
I'm so disoriented by the darkness.
And then she goes, I thought it was really weird that you and Lisa made up so fast. And Lisa goes, okay, I came a little hard today.
She goes, I came really hard today. I was like, girl. She did.
Lisa squirted across.
Snuck off into the bowels of the catamaran and rubbed one out.
She J-O'd.
Oh my God.
John. Wait, she also posted, she goes, I miss Jack. He's in Colombia right now, but he's been in hospital for the last 3 days.
He's in Colombia?
And he's in hospital.
Oh no.
She doesn't know. She didn't explain. I tweeted at her, what happened?
No elaboration. What happened?
What happened?
Monica, what happened?
And then Lisa goes, Meredith goes, we, Monica, Lisa and I have a decade-long friendship. And we are like sisters, and we can fight and move on. And that's where we've gotten. And she goes, and I'm not saying I'm thrilled with her, but we can get to a place where we can have a fight, a disagreement, and move on.
Lisa goes, yeah, we're sisters. Like, with my sister, I can be like, bitch, I'm going to fucking kill you, and then go shopping after. And I was like, must be nice.
Yeah. And then I think Monica's triggered. She's triggered by siblings because she didn't have one.
She does have only child energy. Add that to the list.
And then
that to the ever-growing list of trash Monica.
So they kind of gag Monica a little. And then Whitney goes, it is off to the Swizzle Inn.
She goes, and now we go to the oldest bar in Bermuda.
It looked really fun.
It was fun. There was a bar. There might still be a bar in Oklahoma City called Edna's that has dollar bills.
Yeah, I think that's like a staple of like...
of the oldest bar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's like might be one of the oldest bars.
There was like a...
I just realized where I'm going to try and go when I'm home. Not Edna's. Aishin's. It is the oldest bar in Oklahoma. And it serves fried chicken.
Is it Irish?
Mm-hmm.
Aishin.
I don't know.
The Banshees of Aishin.
The Banshees of Aishin. It serves the best fried chicken you'll ever have in your life. And just nachos with like machine chili and cheese on top.
I used to go to McSorley's in downtown New York. And it was like the oldest Irish bar. And it was like peanuts on the floor kind of place.
Oh my God.
And it had like urinals that were like old urinals. And I used to go there on dates a lot. It was like, I'd be like, let's just go to get drunk at McSorley's.
Go to Old Peanut Club. I remember the first time I ever entered a bar that had peanuts on the floor. I was a little thrown.
I like it. There's money on the ceiling and Barlow goes, no one steals that. And they go, no.
Aren't you worried about the thieves?
And then at one point,
she goes,
all the light.
I need a pina colada. And then the bartender makes her a drink. And she goes, and we're here at the oldest bar in Bermuda. And like appealing to that woman.
And then at one point, all the lights flick on and off. And all this like, woo, music comes on. And Whitney goes, and now we are in the Bermuda Triangle.
And then they drink swizzles, which did look good. But I was like,
they're going
to
do you
the
in.
Ladies are getting drunk here. When you have gone to dinner, when you've spent a day at sea, you go to dinner and you booze, and then you're finishing off with a pina colada, you're in a very special place.
Someone asked Heather, she goes, how many books have you sold? And she goes, I mean, we're talking tens of thousands.
And Angie K goes, I didn't read your book, but I bought your book. And then Heather goes, it doesn't matter how many people read it, it's how many people buy it. And then they all laugh and laugh. And then Whitney.
Wild Rose, she goes, I have reached my breaking point. And she starts telling, she goes, Heather, why did you exploit my boudoir? You exploited my intimate moment.
In your book, I have a big problem with you not talking about your sexuality, but you will talk about my boudoir photos.
And then something happens with Heather where she just like sees red and like basically. This is where I was like, I like Heather this season, but she has a lot of rage. She's a very angry person, I think. And she has explosive rage where she like shoves people to get away from them.
She didn't shove.
I thought she did.
I rewatched. I'm firmly Team Heather in this sitch.
I'm Team Heather too, but I'm like, she's not helping herself when she like, and I know she's drunk and like, it's hard to keep your, but.
Well, this is also an insane accusation.
It is insane.
Because Heather was like, I literally sent you this chapter. You read it. You asked me to take things out. This is a true story. This is the story of how we met. You asked me to take something out. I did. You knew that this was happening. And then now you're like coming out and being like, no. Like that I call 100 bullshit.
No, I do too. I think Whitney's jealous that she wrote a book.
And I think she's shit tanked.
She's blackout drunk. She's jealous because she, again, I talked to you about this earlier. I think
she's the true bad Mormon.
I am the real bad Mormon. You stole my valor and you exploited my vagina.
You exploited my boudoir, my sexuality. You used it to sell a book. I was like, Whitney, no one bought this book to read about your goddamn boudoir photo shoot.
And then Heather storms out. She's like, I'm getting back.
So I rewatched this.
I thought she shoved.
No, Heather stands up and she's like, let me pass. Like, I want to leave. I want to leave. And the Wild Rose is like, no, you cannot leave. And then I think Heather's like, let me through.
Right.
And then the Wild Rose shoved Heather. She pushed Heather and Heather stumbled back. And then Heather's like, you fucking shoved me. And she goes, Heather, you took off my shoe.
Yeah, that was funny.
Which I was like, what is she talking? The Wild Rose lost the plot.
And then Heather storms outside and then she opens the door and Whitney, it's like she's screaming into the night going, come back, Heather, face me. And then she chases her and Heather goes to the producer, get her away from me. Get her away from me. And Whitney goes, you'll never face the problems of the boudoir.
You used my vagina.
You used my vagina.
It's true,
you
exploited Heather. It's
my
true.
Vagina.
I'm like, Whitney, respectfully, what the fuck are you talking about?
This reminds me of my mom. My parents had like a party for like all the parents in my class in seventh grade. And so it was, everyone got turnt. Like they got lit.
The parents did?
Yeah, they all got lit. And a friend of my mom didn't like someone else that was there. And like later in the night when everyone was cleaning up, she apparently like, my mom said they just suddenly heard screaming. And the mom was, had the front door open, screaming at this person as they walked away, and it reminded me of Heather or Whitney going, Heather, fuck you!
Well, it was, like, interesting because there's such a lag a bit between, like, the confrontation inside the bar and then outside, and it's almost like Whitney knew that she was, like, had the wherewithal to be like, I'm a little bit out of control right now, but then pushed past, or it's like you're that drunk where you're like, I finally said it and I'm so right and it feels good to like say my truth.
I think she's really drunk. I don't think she probably in her mind felt very slighted, but I think she's wasted. They're all day drunk.
Yeah. And she was like 2 hours before dinner was slurring.
Yeah.
Talking about Justin fingering his puss with her nose. Or fingering purpose with his nose. I'm like, you're tanked.
Yeah, so I think she's drunk and she's, yeah, and I think she feels comfortable lashing out at Heather.
I love her going, and that is the truth, own it.
But then in the next episode, the finale, we see the tables turn and suddenly Heather, it's, I think everyone's finding out Monica is the source of evil,
just like I knew all along.
We see Heather going, the receipts, the texts, the messages to prove that you're a bad person.
Monica has put in great work this season.
No, she needs
She's
to stay
Danielle
on.
Danielle Staub energy.
Almost more sinister, though.
She's far more sinister.
I mean,
and
even
like,
though Danielle
more
was pretty sinister.
Yeah, but like
she
Danielle
wasn't smart.
Yeah.
Sorry. Monica's wily.
Sinistry, like, if Danny Provenzano is like involved in your big like revenge tactic, you're not like that sinister.
Danielle but was Monica, literally like starring in a movie. Like Monica's a little more like she's in the zone a little more.
Mm-hmm. And she's just so manipulative. And then also thinks that she's like killing it at her manipulations. I'm like, bitch, you literally buy fabric and sell it like it's a blanket on Etsy. From the moment I saw that, I was like, she's up to no good. Can't be trusted.
Listen, post-COVID hustle.
At least just sew it. At least just hem it. Sew two blankets just together. Give it a hem of sorts.
What if tomorrow morning you wake up, or whenever this is released, like a few days later, you wake up and there's just fabric on your front step?
There's like a big gift basket of Monica's Etsy blankets. I would literally Kelly Killer and Ben Simone in my bed.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Well, guys, we're ready for the... I'm not ready, but I'm ready.
I'm ready, and then we're going to get like three
reunions. Yeah.
And I'm excited to see Monica be like lashed in the reunion.
I'm excited
like,
get
a verbal lashing.
I'm excited for Mary's return.
I know. I love Mary, just a slow fade away into like she's not a part of the show, but like is.
Whenever there's like controversy, every time she gets like mired by controversy, she just slowly recedes into the hedges.
Just let her live, my God.
They can't.
She lives in a... What you watching? You catching up on some videos?
No, I just tapped my phone and it was already on Twitter. I'm like, I'm not looking at my phone.
Let's...
Should we name them?
Well, let's name them.
We did it, dolls.
Dolls.
It's time to name them.
This just in. We have the list of the first... 27 people
named on the Jeffrey Epstein
documents. They also happen to be part of the SEP cult. Who would have thought?
We still accept you and we love you.
Yeah,
we accept your patronage.
Just look, you can have you can be a passenger on a known sex trafficker's private jet and also love Sexy Unique Podcast and want to support it. Those are not mutually
You're still
exclusive.
Serving.
You're still serving so hard. One moment, please. Smash cut to me, like, cross-checking every name with Patreon subscribers.
Yeah. I know.
28, the first 28 passengers. Sarah Elizabeth. I've heard of her. Lucy from London.
Oh, Lucy from London, of course. Classic.
Epstein's jet. Brooke Johansson.
Brooke Johansson.
She flew on that jet at least four times. Brittany Ryan Weiss.
Up for debate.
Three names. You're on the jet.
You're on the... Yeah.
Danielle McMillan.
Of course.
Of the McMillan clan and known jet flyer family. Lazara. No last name. Definitely on the
Absolutely.
Jet.
Absolutely.
Mazatov.
Oh, of course.
I pray that when the jet list is released, we are scrolling down and it's just
Mazatov.
Mary.
Chelsea Davis.
Jet girl.
Absolutely. I like we just skipped over Maddie.
Eliza Twaddle.
Of course.
Maisie McKierney. Mike Earhart.
Absolutely.
Son of Amelia Earhart.
Yes, totally.
Inventor of jet flying.
Inventor of...
Noted pilot, Amelia Earhart.
Yeah.
Nepo baby.
The first carbon
on the jet.
Carbon emission terrorist.
Mm-hmm. Carrie Oakes,
of course.
Mm-hmm.
Undoubted.
Sharon Baum,
realtor. Ugh, realtor to the stars.
Realtor to some pedophiles?
Oh, no.
That's a joke. Don't
Which
worry.
Which is a
Sharon
joke,
Baum.
By the way, to the surveillance state listening.
Okay, don't take it too far.
Owsley.
Trench Ghoul. Why is Trench Ghoul's identity a little bit
always a mystery
obfuscated?
With us. Always ghouling
Mayhaps
it up.
Mayhaps this Trench Ghoul
Mayhaps.
Set foot on Epstein's jet.
Sometimes you just have to check in a little harder.
Mariah Kay. Noted jet girl.
Noted flyer.
Kathy West. You may hear a trustworthy name like that and think, she's never been on Epstein's jet. You'd be fucking wrong.
Oh, yes.
Rochelle Martino.
A noted accomplice.
Kit Moore. Hillary.
Of course.
Yes, 100.
The ultimate Hillary.
Mm-hmm. Flown on the jet more than any other lady.
I am interested to see what comes of all that.
Well, she has 10 days. 10 days to kill some people and make sure. Hillary's hard at work being a patron of the pod, being one of the cult members, but also making sure the right people die so that her name is not on the jet manifest. Orlando. Classically friends with Naomi Campbell. patron of the farts, patron of the jets,
patron of the arts, as Epstein himself.
Mm-hmm. Nick Sedaris.
Sedaris.
Hot, but on that jet.
On the one to watch.
Emily.
Kim Lucas.
Jeffrey Pratima.
Unfortunately, Pratima.
Every time Vogue. He set foot on the jet, the flight attendants went, Pratima. My favorite is implicating Sharon Baum, realtor. Where did you sell to?
Little St. James.
An island.
Oh, well, you'll be a good Christmas song.
A Little New Mexico Saint ranch. In her real estate portfolio, there's islands, New Mexico ranches, and Palm Beach estates.
And something in Ohio.
And maybe something in Ohio. And maybe something on the Upper East Side.
We love you all, though.
Thank you for your patronage. You're making it right.
And just remember, next week there's no episode of Salt Lake City on television. So we'll be back in the new year. But there is a bonus episode coming your way next week. An extra one.
And it's going to be a really delightful bonus.
A humdinger. And catch us on... We're going to be on John Arthur Hill's radio show tomorrow on Sirius.
Today, when you're listening before 10 a.m. Pacific, and you are by a Sirius XM radio. I literally... Side note, I don't know how people listen to SiriusXM.
My mom did once.
Like, I listened to it in the car every once in a while.
Yeah.
But, if you're oh my God, I want to catch this, do you just, get in the car? I don't know. But if you're around and you're looking for something to listen to, you're driving and you have a SiriusXM subscription and it's before 10 a.m.,
your favorite
girls.
You
gotta tune into Radio Andy and hear your favorite girl Lena's on the news with
Talking
John Hill.
News.
And with that, good luck staying off that list. Bye.
Sexy Unique Podcast is created and hosted by me, Lara Marie Shane Halls. This episode was co-hosted by the one and only Carrie O'Donnell. This episode was edited by Ness Smith Savadoff. If you like what you heard today, please be sure to subscribe to Sexy Unique Podcast on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you're craving more sup and just can't get enough and want access to things like bonus episodes, tons of premium content, as well as ad-free episodes of the pod, consider supporting the podcast on Patreon. You can find out more at patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
Quince.com/sexyunique.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.